This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden on this Tuesday, the 12th of September. I made the mistake last night. Meredith and I were talking on the phone. She's still down in Peru, and she was talking about how beautiful the weather was. It was actually a beautiful day here yesterday as well. Eerily, it was the same sort of a day weather-wise, sky-wise, as was the experience 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And for some reason or another, I was on the phone talking to her in a movie with Nicolas Cage, and every actor that's been in Blue Bloods, every guy that's played a cop in New York City on this movie about September 11th, and I watched a little of it, and then I just said, what do I want to watch that for? Why go back to that stuff? And so I didn't, but it was just, I was thinking about the ramifications of that day and how we proceeded, and then started to think, after we get off the phone, about the ramifications of Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey and the things that have happened that are ancillary, maybe the lessons that come from all of this, including apparently Victoria's made a study of all the jacked reporters and what their attire has been.
Well, Richie actually is the one who did this.
Oh, Richie's looking at the jacked reporters.
He told me about it, and then I just looked it up.
I asked Victoria, I said, what's going on with all of the reporters all wearing black T-shirts?
That's male reporters.
Yeah, the male reporters, like, out in the storm, all wearing black T-shirts. And she's like, I don't know. So she looked it up, and sure enough, it's a thing.
It's a search item, because he mentioned Chris Cuomo from CNN, so I Googled Chris Cuomo, and it automatically comes up, Chris Cuomo T-shirt.
Really?
And so I clicked on it. Yes, this is amazing. So I clicked on it, and there are a few, you know, pop culture, mostly gay type sites with headlines like, Chris Cuomo is a snack and a half.
A snack and a half.
That's
wow.
What it says. And then BuzzFeed says, people are thirsting over CNN's Chris Cuomo wearing a tight T-shirt while reporting. And then another blog called Instinct says, the weathermen and their tight shirts that helped us get through Irma.
God love them. Well, okay, there's one aspect of reviewing the storm. Here's a story from Florida that is, now we can bring a little levity to the situation, even though there's still serious problems, obviously, associated with the hurricane. But there's a story out of Florida about a sheriff warning citizens in his district not to shoot guns at the hurricane. This is the sheriff of Pasco County. Sounds like a... Doesn't that sound like a TV show? The sheriff of Pasco County.
It does.
What was that guy's name?
Roscoe P. Coltrane,
yes.
From Dukes of Hazzard.
No, but the sheriff of... There was the guy who's... He's actually an actor from Massachusetts, pretty well known. He was the sidekick on Burn Notice. And I can see him, but I can't give you his name. He was the sheriff in a TV show that was like the sheriff of Briscoe County, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
was
Briscoe
that,
County.
I think that was the name of it, wasn't it?
That was, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to Pasco County. He tweeted, quote, to clarify, do not shoot weapons at Irma. You will not make it turn around, and it will have very dangerous side effects. The sheriff was responding to a viral Facebook event that jokingly encouraged people to shoot at the hurricane. 26,000 people apparently attended that event on Facebook. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence also issued a warning to followers not to shoot guns at the storm. One of the creators of the event on Facebook, Ryan Edwards, told Yahoo News that he created the event out of stress and boredom. He wrote, quote, I never envisioned this event becoming some kind of crazy idea larger than myself. It's become something a bit out of my control. It's like shooting at the moon. The problem is, where do the bullets go? That's always, nobody ever thinks of that. Well, so he should have gone up in the air.
The sheriff actually hilariously, like, put a diagram in of what happens to the bullets that they come back at you. Like, yeah. He had this whole thing of why you shouldn't shoot into the storm because they may ricochet and boomerang back at you.
Right. Yeah.
It sounds like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I know.
Well, it's what comes up, though, has to come down.
Well, but when it goes into a 150-mile-an-hour circular wind...
Might have carried the bullets off a bit.
Yeah.
I would seriously hope that anyone who already has a gun license would sort of know this.
Yeah.
Be smart enough. Well, I think that's given...
You know what else was the thing?
...credit for some of those. What else would you...
Speaking of shooting at... is drinking during the storm.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to a couple of people where they were, like, holed up in bars, and it was just like...
Drink their way through it.
Well, it was kind of a little bit that, but it was also, hey, I don't have a place to be. I don't have a place to be. I don't have a place to be. Let's all hole up here instead and be together.
I bet your bars did a great business, the ones that stayed open.
The pre-show. They did.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, there are a couple of ramifications of the storm. Other things that have happened as a result of the storm, the stock market around the world was impacted. You don't think America is the driving force of the economy of the world. Everybody, Chinese. No. The American economy and the world's dependency on it, no more obvious than two things. The stock market around the world, interesting, it didn't really affect our stock market a whole lot, but it affected the stock markets in some of the bigger areas of the world, and gold prices hit an 11-month high. Because stock, you know, and there was this physical stuff like this. But then the reaction will be, you know, there's a part of it that has to do with North Korea. And we haven't even talked about North Korea since last week, thank heavens. Not anything's really going on.
Well, they've got the new sanctions.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. As long as Richie, I'll give you the floor. In terms of sanctions and who's behind them. What do we glean from all of that?
Well, from what I've heard so far is that we will be a lot tougher on Kim Jong-un and his personal money and his regime's money.
Is he dumb enough to have money in American banks?
He's dumb enough to have money in world banks,
yeah.
Which we can have access to. Mm-hmm. And we've put a ban on them being able to sell any oil on the world market. So it's basically tightening the screws to their ability to get any money and make any money.
See who breaks, breaks over that. But so there's the market impact of that and of the Harvey Katrina. Well, actually, there is a lesson to be learned if we go back as far as Katrina, with regard to how to handle your family, how the psychological playbook for children plays out. If you go back to you can go back to Katrina, but you don't even have to go back that far. Just go back a week or two to Harvey, and in the greater Houston area, there are about 160 communities that closed their schools. And most of them haven't opened. So they opened school for the school year. The hurricane comes in, does a lot of damage, and in fact closes most of the schools in most of these areas. So what are your children doing? Thousands, hundreds of thousands of children are not either going to school or they're being bused in some circumstances for 2 to 3, one district, 4 hours.
Wow.
They're hauling the kids to schools in different areas, makeshift houses that have been taken over as schools, empty houses, that kind of stuff, because the state of Texas says, like the state of Louisiana did, that without a coordinated effort after these storms, the psychological state of children who have no home and no place to go and nothing to do. Imagine us now, we're thinking about this, but... I guess my mind wafts back into what happened before, what happened 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago when there were storms like this. But apparently there have been some studies done of children after Katrina, which was, 12? How many years ago? It was 12 years ago, right?
Around about, yeah.
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah. Okay.
Was it
so, five or six, anyway.
Yeah.
So it's long enough that you can look back to what happened in Katrina and
2005.
How it was 2005? Yeah, and what children did to Katrina did the same thing that Harvey did. It basically wiped out much of New Orleans. Remember when Roberta was before Richie? When Roberta was with us, and she used to go down there. She was at that time starting to go down there a lot, and there were whole areas after that levee broke in downtown New Orleans.
I went to the Ninth Ward. I was there in April for Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
After Katrina, and it's wild to see a house moved off of the foundation or just gone totally, and just the foundation of it. It was just, it looked like another planet.
Yeah. Apparently, there have been enough studies of this that the effects of hurricanes are different than an earthquake or a fire, because flooding does so much damage physically to homes and make them unlivable.
Yeah.
So the families are just broken. And really, this is a test and a half of people living in a modern society. I think
you know what else is interesting is either how it's been managed or what we've learned from Katrina to be able to manage it better. Just, it seems like these two massive hurricanes that we've seen this past 2 weeks have been handled so much better than Katrina.
Yep.
By everybody, by the people who live there, by the governments, the local governments, and the federal governments. So hopefully we learn something with Katrina and it's a lot better, or the people are just, you know,
listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Let's hope that's the case.
Well, Katrina, that really wasn't the case. They just didn't have any warning. I mean, when those levees broke, the storm was already over, so that was different.
They did have warning. They didn't heed it.
Yeah,
and Ray Nagin.
The infrastructure. Remember that mayor?
He was.
Oh, he's in jail right now.
Oh. Yeah. Why? What did he do? How come he's in jail?
He's taking money. During the rebuild, he was taking money.
True. He's so damn corrupt. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Let me spend a minute, Richie, with Victoria on a product that we have started talking about, but I think it'd be interesting to have Richie, who doesn't know anything about this, Victoria, these Tiger ladies, hear you explain why. And I say this because he's the father of a... Is she nine now? How old is?
10. Juliana.
10? Good 10. God. Man. I can't remember if she was in a basket. Anyway, so as children come along, this is not meant to scare people. This is a practical application of a pretty revolutionary defense tool based on one of nature's best defenses, the cat's claw. Thus the name Tiger Lady, which apparently is pretty easy to use. It's lightweight, designed even to collect DNA. So how would you explain to Rich, as the father of a youngster coming along, why this might be a good idea to have later? Maybe, hopefully not now, but when Juliana grows up.
Well, you know, it's a sad statistic. One in five women will be sexually assaulted and are sexually assaulted in this country. And so this is a self-defense tool that it's, you hold it in the palm of your hand, and it has a little strap that to keep it on your wrist. And if you need it, if someone approaches you or attacks you, all you do is squeeze it, and little cat claws come out in between your fingers. So it's sort of like Wolverine. But not as you know, they're not giant daggers.
Right, yeah.
They look like little cat claws, and it's, you know, you can scratch a person, you can jab a person with it, and statistically, women who fight back have a much higher survival rate than women who don't. So this is something that it's better than mace, because that can backfire and get sprayed on you. It's better than if you don't want to have a gun. I mean, it's not heavy. There are a lot of advantages to it. If you're jogging with it, it also works. So it's really, and it's very affordable too. It's a great tool.
If you go to tigerlady.com, you get a picture of it. You can see how it works. And as a matter of fact, you can order one of them, get a 15% discount using the code DJV. That's tigerlady.com. Listen, heed the information that Victoria has laid on you. Get the info, see how it works. Tigerlady.com. 15% off when you buy one using the code DJV.
I
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
A few minutes and a couple of good tunes from a couple of very popular female artists, starting with Janet Jackson. You want to crank this up, Richie? Called Miss You Much.
Instrumental version?
Cute,
she's got
the
beats, that's for sure.
Janet Jackson is on her State of the World tour. She stopped in Houston this past weekend to meet with victims of the hurricane and raise their spirits following the storm, which we all know did a wipeout in that region. She stopped by the George R. Brown Convention Center, and there were 1,600 evacuated people who were still there following the storm. And so she posted on her Twitter page a video message ahead of the stop. She reiterated her pledge of emotional and financial support to the victims, said her plan to arrive in Houston had been, she was planning to visit shelters and do some special things for the victims. And in addition to meeting and speaking to the victims, she's donating the proceeds from her show to a local flood relief charity. You see, that's how you help. You don't give your money to the Red Cross. You give it to local relief people that are organized to do things that are right there on the spot. That would be,
and they can do it quickly, too. It doesn't
away.
Have to go through a million
right,
channels
exactly,
and red tape and all that.
Yeah. Jackson, not only they are doing this, but apparently a number of other people in the last week or so have dedicated shows, the proceeds of the shows, to the situation in Texas and somewhat to Louisiana. Beyonce comes from Houston. She's donated a number of stops, the money from some of her stops to help her hometown, participating in that telethon that will be broadcast tonight. So this is an hour. Is this an hour at 8 o'clock on NBC, CBS, ABC, and CMT?
Yes.
Is it an hour or is it longer than an hour?
I think it's 1 hour. Hand in hand, they call it.
Yep.
And they've now expanded it to include Irma as well, because that they'd already planned it for Harvey, but yeah.
And so this is it'll be streamed as well on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I just found out how to excuse me, one of my things here is lately to have become the last couple, 3 years very involved in local politics. And the other night there was a debate between some of the candidates for mayor in the new city of Framingham. And I watched it on Facebook. It was streamed live on Facebook. I've never done anything like that before. And I know you're going to laugh at me. Oh, ha, ha, ha.
No, it's... But,
hey, man, that's a big step.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Richie. All right, next up, Mariah Carey. Apparently, VH1 wants to honor her for the work she did in the 90s. So next week on the Hip Hop Honors, the 90s Game Changers show, she's going to be honored for her run with some of the biggest names in rap, like Jay-Z, Diddy. Is that like...
That's P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. Yeah, he was Diddy back then. He's had a lot of names. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else is going to be honored? Martin Lawrence also served as an honoree for the Hip Hop Honors. He's an artist. I find him.
Where's Martin Lawrence at?
No, I don't find. He's not. No, it's not. Sorry, I mistook him for Kevin Hart. Although Martin Lawrence sort of comes from the same strain.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, Missy Elliott is going to be on the stage with Lil Kim, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, right? Are they honorees that had also been focused on? Take place at the Paramount Studio in Hollywood on the 17th, and the show will air on the 18th at 9 o'clock Eastern. For those of you who want to see Mariah Carey get honored, that's that story. 28 minutes after the hour, lots of stories here as usual on the DJV Experience.
Sharpen your tusks. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A fox saw a wild boar sharpening his tusks on a stone. The fox said, "Man, I've been through this whole forest today, and I haven't seen even one hunter out. I don't know why you're doing that." And the wild boar said, "If I waited for the hunters to get here, it would be too late for me to get ready for them." We all have tusks to sharpen. Preparation is the key to success. Sometimes sharpening our tusks means staying in front of relationship challenges and talking things out before they get too big. Other times, sharpening our tusks might mean working harder at our jobs or exercising more. Whatever it is, and whatever sharpening your tusks means to you, it's time to start doing it. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Now 34 at the hour coming up here in the DJV Experience. Some sports news, some travel news, maybe if we have time for fashion news. But I wanted to, with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's off this week and so is Kara. So Richie is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's in New York. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather on the farm in Massachusetts. So we are far, all of us, at least on this program, are far from the circumstance that is confronting people who will have to work their way, slog their way through the remnants, the effects of Irma and the effects of Harvey. And it looks like there's some other storms, but not likely they would reach the intensity of these storms have. And so with that in mind and telling, I was just, my mind went into this when I was looking at the story of some of the children, and I made reference to that in the last half hour, some of the children of the storm. And then I thought to myself, well, this is probably for many of them the toughest thing they'll ever have to go through. It'll define their lives. And I don't think some of us think about it that way because we haven't been there nor have we done that. So I was wondering, Victoria, what the toughest thing you've ever had to endure in your life, the hardest thing, what event more than any other event defines you in certain ways, matured you, made you sit up and take notice about something that you might not ever have had to had you not gone through whatever that tough experience was. Can you come up with something
that? I wouldn't even, thankfully, no, and I wouldn't even put myself anywhere in the same stratosphere as the victims.
I wasn't asking you to. I was looking for your own medal.
No, I don't have anything that jumps to mind that is,
really?
No. I mean, I've been very, very lucky. I haven't had...
Yeah.
You know, I grew up on the shore. We had to evacuate for hurricanes, but our house was never damaged. And, you know, I never had to worry about, you know, wearing clean clothes to school. I mean, these poor kids are living in shelters, and essentially it's being homeless. And when you're homeless, you know, how do you have clean clothes? Where do you go and wash your clothes? Or how do you have school supplies? I mean, it's I can't even imagine how difficult it must be for these kids, especially right at the beginning of the school year. It's so hard, and I, you know, and these are life-defining moments, and I'm so fortunate that I never had to go through anything like that.
Yeah. What about you, Richie?
I mean, I never had to go through a moment like they did. But you know, you go through the cancer thing, that gives you a little bit of a different attitude towards
non-Hodgkin's. You had Hodgkin's, not non-Hodgkin's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I refused to let it.
You were fabulous through. What a great lesson you taught so many people to. And we heard that during the course of your being on the air. Your approach to it, which was what I would have expected from you, whether you're just too smart or not smart enough.
No, I haven't figured that one out yet.
No, but you did it the right way, and now the impact's history. Yeah, you got to keep your guard up a little bit. But, you know, you're healthy and you're here, and everybody that knows you is thankful for that. But, yeah, that defined you, and that's what came into my mind. I thought you'd say that.
Hopefully people go through these situations, and they don't let it change them. They, you know, change them for the good. Because I see a lot of people who go through these, I guess cancer specifically, and they let it define them. They let it own them.
Yeah, right. It takes over their lives.
You cannot. You have to own it. Yeah. It belongs to you.
Yeah. So let's I ask those questions. Those of you who have been listening to me for a long time know the reason I ask that question or questions like that through the course of any day, through the course of any week, through the course of any month, through the course of this program is to get you to think about the same thing. What would you do if you were in that position? And because we have so many people, I don't know whether they're listening. I don't know how. I'm guessing that many of the stations have been able to get themselves back on the air. Half the state, though, is still without power. Half of the state of Florida has zero power. There are thousands of crews that have come from as far away as New York State and New England and Ohio, Midwest, Chicago, coming down the Eversource headquarters, I think, in Dallas, they're up here in our neck of the woods. National Power Grid sends trucks down, hundreds of trucks, thousands of people. The crews are everywhere trying to get this stuff back so that it's working. But imagine
the
impact
like
on
in
the
Texas
economy.
Now? Is that in terms of power? Do we know an update on what's happening with Harvey in Houston?
Do you feel like we haven't heard anything about Houston and Harvey since Irma?
Totally.
Since Irma, yeah, right. But the misery that comes after those the flooding, if you want to take away, I believe I saw this, and I'm not. Don't hold me to it, but I think there's still 60 counties that don't have full power or any power, depending on how far out you are from the city. And then you think about power out and how far the electricity, how we become so dependent on things like that. It's part of the modern era, part of the technology.
I heard something on the news when I was on my way in this morning, and they were talking about what Tesla owners are doing.
Yeah,
right.
You can't drive those cars.
Right,
so. Who would have thought about that? But there are a lot of them in Florida, Richie. That's a very good point.
Can you imagine how many Teslas are sitting parked
thinking
in Miami?
About how do you power your car during a hurricane with no power?
So if you have an electric car, an all-electric car, what do you do?
Put the kibosh on the sales of those down in those areas.
Well, and apparently, and this is another thing that kind of freaked me out about the Tesla, is they said we're upping the power. They can adjust remotely how much power you can store in a battery because they won't let you charge it up 100%. So they can go into your car remotely and just say, okay, give it more power so that you don't have to, you can go further in between charges.
Oh, but that's also, you know, when my brother was in college, there was a big, he was in college in Charleston, and there was a big storm, and he went with his roommate. His roommate lived in the northern part of South Carolina, and it took them 13 hours to drive 4 hours, four-hour drive.
Right,
so if you're trying to evacuate in a situation like that, your car battery's going to run out.
Right.
All right.
So
now let's
crazy.
Turn it around, Victoria.
Gas is in shortage, too, so.
There's not any, there's no gas in Florida to amount to anything, especially from Orlando south.
Well, I had some friends yesterday. They were posting, you know, my one friend, she's in Palm Beach. Costco has gas, and there's no line. So, boom, everybody was in there.
Everybody was there. So think about the mass exodus that left before the storm and turn it around today. And if you're on, 75, 95, 27, 441, any of those roads that go down or across Texas from the north to the south or from the central, the B line, any of those major roads, the Tamiami Trail, the old Alligator Alley, those places, those roads will be choked because now people are trying to get back again to their homes, see what happened. So it's a very interesting. You're right. And that's what made me think about that, Richie, because we're not talking about what happened in Houston. It's gone.
Yeah.
No news media coverage of it.
I mean, I've got two news channels on here in the studio, and nobody's talking about Houston.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's par for the course.
Because it's the story of the minute.
It's out of mind.
The story of the minute.
Yep. That's how we've been sort of trained, or we're training ourselves. All right. Let's get to the sports desk and find out about the circumstances for, this is a very interesting survey, Victoria, parents spending on their children's sports endeavors instead of putting money away as a choice. Apparently somebody studied this, 34% of parents of children who play sports believe their children will go to the Olympics or go pro. There you go.
It sort of sounds ridiculous, but TD Ameritrade says 63% of families spend between $100 and $500 per month per child on sports equipment.
All right, Richie, hold on a second, Victoria. How much do you spend on the two kids for sports equipment, Richie?
Juliana does not do sports. Sean does baseball and basketball, but he's not travel. That's where you get into the big money. Is Sean plays house on both of them because he's not going to be an NBA or an MLB or an Olympic star.
Listen to this. 11% of these families spend $2,000 a month.
I know people who do that.
For a child.
Juliana was on the dive team at our pool this summer, and there's a kid on there. He will be in the Olympics.
Really?
And they go to the Nationals, they go
to... Is this the way to do it, though? Is this how it's done?
Guess.
I don't know, Victoria. This is to push and to focus and to support. Does that make champions?
Well, it certainly seems to be the pattern. When you look at, you know, at Tiger Woods' parents, or you look at Michael Phelps' mom, I mean, there are so many examples of they were in the pool before they went to school every day, and then they were in the pool after school. I mean, you know, there's you hear those stories. So I would say, I think you have to have that background.
So I spend a lot of money on my kids with music. Sean is in his symphonic band at his middle school, which is the highest band there, plays trombone, because you know what? I see a college help coming, some kind of a scholarship.
Yeah.
And that's why you see a lot of these kids play sports at this level, because college has become so expensive that any kind of help that you can get spending money now will get paid
back. Help you down the road.
Yeah, will help you down
good
the road.
Point. Yeah, that's a good point. So save your money.
The downside of this study, though, is it found that 33% of parents are choosing sports over contributing to their retirement funds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really
Well, isn't it
really
better
bad.
To invest in your children than yourself as a parent? Isn't that your priority be investing in your children rather than yourself?
Well, you know, not according to a lot of financial advisors. There's one in particular who's a former pitcher with the Minnesota Twins. He's now an investment retirement planner, and he says that spending money on your child's sport should be your last priority. He said number one is emergency funds, number two is retirement, three is college savings, and then fourth is sports or other activities.
I don't know that I agree with that at all.
Well, he said too many parents get wrapped up in the dream that their kids are going to go to the pros, and it never happens.
Let's stop it right there. Then it becomes not about the kids, but about the parents. That's the difference. If you're really interested in your children, and it's for them, not for you, then there is a difference and a choice. College savings, I don't know that everybody, and I'm getting a little more than worn out on all of this discussion of college and college saving and stuff, and how much it costs and what do you get out of it? Unless you've got a real goal when you go to college, it's silly to go.
Well, that's why you look for any of these scholarships that you can get.
Yeah, so. Silly.
But hey, listen, my sister-in-law spent $20,000 a year for 10 years for her three girls to dance.
Oh, my gosh. What are they doing now?
They're all college graduates with great jobs now.
My God. There's also the training and the discipline that comes out of being in sports, even if you don't become a star. That's good. There's a good side to that, too. All right, Rich, are you
Life
an Eagles
lessons.
Fan?
What's that?
Are you an Eagles fan?
The Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
I live in Washington, D.C. I hate the Eagles. They just beat our Redskins this past weekend.
But you like the Saints, right?
I love the Saints.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Go ahead, Victoria.
Well, I'm sure you've heard about John Dorenbos and this whole saga. He was on the Eagles for 14 years, pretty much his whole career in the NFL. He's 37 now. He was traded to the Saints. He was very excited about it. He loves New Orleans. And basically, the physical to have him approved to be on the Saints saved his life. The doctor down there found out that he had an aortic aneurysm and needed to undergo emergency surgery. He literally 4 hours ago went into surgery. His wife just posted that he came out of the surgery okay. He's going to be all right, but it is the end of his NFL career. But he says the move, the trade, which everyone was shocked by. He's a hometown favorite in Philadelphia, and he was a runner-up on America's Got Talent, so the whole country fell in love with him last year. So everyone thought that he was being betrayed by the Eagles by being traded at this point in his career, but it saved his life. So congratulations to him. He made it through the surgery, and he's doing okay.
And you don't mess. That's one of those things, aortic aneurysms, brain aneurysms, when doctors need to have.
The silent killer.
If you're not getting, when you have your annual physical, ultrasound, Ken Kronhaus, who does one of my annual physicals, takes the ultrasound of my entire body, every place where you have any kind of large vein or artery to measure it, to see what it's doing. If you don't have that, people have this in their lives, and you're not sure about what's going on, man, you're nuts.
That's why they call it the silent killer.
Yeah. He never would have known about it.
Stay on top of that. All right, speaking of staying on top of things, the idea when you're sleeping, sometimes you wrap yourself around a pillow. How many people do that? How many people wrap themselves around the pillow? Richie, you wrap yourself around your pillow?
Several.
Yes. Yeah.
I do. I use three to four pillows.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Victoria?
No, I stack a few under my head, but I'm not a body wrapper.
No. Well, you have Lewis to wrap yourself. That's a good thing. Well, the idea here is to get you to focus on your pillow and whether you can move the stuffing around, the piling around to support your neck, your head, your body. You like to wrap yourself around a pillow? Are you using a My Pillow? My pillows stay cool, and they stay in place all night long. So you get the kind of support your head and your neck needs. Your body likes it. It's kind of solace. Pillows offer you solace. And it's time for you to replace the pillows that you've had for over a year. Do it by going online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and save 50% on the four-pack of pillows for MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, 50% off the four-pack. While you're thinking about it, do it now. Replace your pillows at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJB Experience, Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan are discussing off the air the new iPhone, which is out today. We ought to deal with that, plus the ramifications of the Equifax situation and how they made sleazy, these people are such sleaze, how they may get out of you trying to hold them responsible. We'll figure that out in a moment here.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
All right, so let's get to this Victoria, do we need the iPhone prep?
Well,
like, I feel like I have to do a whole program on iPhones, and the new one comes out today, and who's going to buy it, and why is it so expensive, and yada, yada.
Yeah, it won't be announced until later today, so we're not really even sure. Up until this point, it's been all speculation. Some of the plans have leaked, so we do know a few of the features, but we're not entirely sure, and it's even speculation about the price. The price is rumored to be $1,000. There's an iPhone 8, there's an 8 Plus, and then there's an iPhone X, which is the 10-year anniversary since Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone to the world. So everyone's kind of wondering what the iPhone X will be as well.
All right. So both of you, I think, were talking about getting one of these puppies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll definitely get one. It's just a matter of whether we'll be able to get the best one or just a new one.
All right. So there's that to deal with. Plus, we've been talking as the week opens up to all the various things that are non-hurricane related. This huge mess that Equifax has found themselves in, and I'm sure it's something of their own doing in a manner of speaking. 543 million Americans exposed, and now the fine print in your agreement with Equifax or somebody's. I don't remember signing any agreement with Equifax, TransUnion. I think they're a bunch of. I don't want anything to do with them, but we kind of have to. So how is there fine print that would keep you from being able to sue them for allowing your data to become basically a football on the open market?
Well, that they have arbitration clauses, apparently, that are on the website. So anytime you check your credit score or if your information is on Equifax's site, then essentially they're making the argument now that that you have to click the terms of service in order to use the site, and that means you've agreed to a non-arbitration
clause. But if you don't use it and you just you become victim to them and their skullduggery, if I don't check my credit report with them...
But if anyone else has ever used them to check your credit, that's the loophole that they're saying.
And you've given them permission to check your credit.
Right.
So if you apply for a credit card, you've given them permission to check your credit.
Exactly.
And so you've agreed to the terms.
But we haven't given them credit to use Equifax. They could use TransUnion.
We don't know. I don't know specifically if TransUnion and Experian have the same non-arbitration clauses, but Equifax certainly does. And so right now, apparently, there's been there's a pending rule from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was trying to ban these types of clauses from these arbitration clauses. However, for whatever reason, there are congressional Republicans who are trying to repeal it now. So maybe they think it's bad for business or whatever, but that's the argument they're making. So
it'd be a little hard to do it in light of this. They wouldn't get much support in light of this.
I can't imagine they would.
They'd steam up the idea and get it passed faster.
Yeah,
this is outrageous.
It is.
But it's part of the era that we find ourselves in for sure. But I've never. There's nothing voluntary about this. You know, you could say, "Well, I volunteer to file for a credit card or to borrow a car. Or, I mean, get a car loan and stuff."
They're holding your data hostage.
I didn't sign up for that. You know, go call my bank and find out how good my credit is. What do you need to go to these bums for? My bank will tell you a whole lot different story than they will anyway. So, I hope they sue the hell out of them and get enough money out of them to run them out of business. It sounds a little nasty, but it's the way it is. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.